AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. John Gettert, the coach of the gold medal-winning 2012 U.S. Olympic women's gymnastics team, is dead, an apparent suicide. Earlier today, Gettert was charged in Michigan with sexual assault and human trafficking. Dana Nessel is Michigan's attorney general.
It is alleged that John Gettert used force, fraud, and coercion against the young athletes that came to him for gymnastics training for financial benefit to him.
Gettert had ties to disgraced sports doctor Larry Nassar, who was serving decades in prison. President Biden is marking another milestone in the fight against the coronavirus. The AP Sankar Magani reports this is a positive milestone.
The president says America is halfway to his goal of administering 100 million vaccine shots in his first 100 days.
50 million shots.
Saying that's weeks ahead of schedule on just his 37th day in office.
This is not a victory lap. Everything is not fixed.
As virus variants spread, virus cases could go back up. And this is not the time for Americans to relax. The president says they need to keep washing hands and keeping their distance.
And for God's sake, wear a mask.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The number of people hospitalized with the coronavirus in the U.S. has dropped by 80,000 in 6 weeks. Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman testified the Capitol riot was much bigger than what intelligence suggested. She said they expected armed militants.
There's also evidence that a large number were everyday Americans who took on a mob mentality because they were angry and desperate.
A white Oklahoma City police officer accused of fatally shooting a fleeing black man armed with a knife 3 times in the back was charged with first-degree manslaughter. The Dow finished down 559 points. This is AP News. Africa is facing a crisis over supply of medical oxygen for coronavirus patients.
Experts say warnings went unheeded at the start of the pandemic, and doctors say shortages of oxygen have led to unnecessary deaths. The head of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has told reporters medical oxygen is a huge critical need across the continent, and that it's the main reason virus patients are more likely to die there than elsewhere. Some desperate families of patients have turned to the black market for the life-saving oxygen. The gap in availability is now being looked upon as one of the defining health equity issues of the pandemic era. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Armenia's prime minister is accusing top military officers of attempting a coup after they demanded he step down, adding fuel to months of protest, calling for his resignation following the country's defeat in a conflict with Azerbaijan. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover. And to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.